every Monday once a month, Pete Gioia, Vice President, Economist, CBIA. Got Peter on the line. Pete, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, folks, on this beautiful fall day.
Yes, and what is happening to our say? I cannot believe what's going on, Peter.
Well, Brad, you know, before the session even started, I was talking and I was saying, hey, you know, it's going to be October before we have a budget.
Yes, you did.
People were saying, you're crazy. You're going to get it together before then. But, you know, we see. I mean, we had a budget, then it got vetoed. So now we're back to square one.
Why do you think it was vetoed, Peter?
Well, you know, first, the governor said he was going to veto it. Second, he, I think, has a legitimate concern with one of the methods in that budget that was, the budget was the best budget of those proposed, but it had problems. I think he was, concerned with how they were dealing with the pension. I think that's the principal thing. I think that when all the ruckus started about UConn, that was another convenient excuse to say, to veto it. I was talking with a former administration official when I had a speech last week, and he said, oh, well, you know, they didn't do four or five points that the Democrats that voted against their party wanted. They'll just give them those four or five points and the original budget will go through. I don't think that's the case. I think they may try that. I think they really have to come to grips with the fact that, you know, there was a budget that did have a majority to vote for it on the table. And obviously the governor has some problems with it. They've got to find out what those problems are, work on those, and get a budget through. But I don't think it's going to be easy, and I don't think it's going to be quick.
I agree with you, Peter. And Peter's in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. Now, CBIA's President Joe Brennan is calling for a bipartisan solution. Can there be a bipartisan solution when it seems evident, Pete, there's going to have to be tax hikes in this budget?
Well, I think that there can be. One of the things that's a huge concern, and it's a huge concern of us, is what kind of tax hikes. We really don't want a situation where there are massive property tax hikes.
That's a killer.
I mean, not only for individuals, which is a concern, but also for, you know, businesses in certain of the suburbs. You know, under the original Democratic budget, which didn't go through, if you were in West Hartford or Glastonbury or some of these towns of Fairfield County, you got zeroed out on state aid. And for many of them, it was an $8, $10, $11 million cut. Those sorts of cuts create property tax hikes. You know, even if you get, I mean, you can probably deal with, if you had $11 million of state aid and you ended up getting $3 million cut, you could probably adjust things and get through with that, but not with a lot of them. And so, you know, they're going to have to make some adjustments there. You know, what they're going to propose for you know, some sort of tax hikes. They've added anything from cell phones to you know, a sales tax to specific sales taxes on certain things like, you know, hotels and restaurants. I don't know. But they're going to have to come together with a compromise. Do I think they can have a bipartisan budget? Yes. I think that what's got to be part of this is going to be long-term reforms, which were in the Republican budget, which were not in the Democratic version. Those sorts of things are going to be there, and they've got to have a situation that gives us hope for the future.
Well, that's the key, particularly when you see the long-range projections, Peter, and I'm sure you have, of this state's population growth. Dating out to 2040, this state's population growth almost negligible, and millennials are moving out of the state. Those are two very disconcerting situations.
Well, You know, things like that can be reversed. But you've got to start with a sound fiscal situation, and then you've got to add on to that an aggressive plan to fill unfilled jobs.
Peter?
Jobs.
Peter?
I mean, if young people know there are plenty of jobs and plenty of opportunity, you slow and eventually stop that out-migration.
Yeah. You know,
but
Peter?
You got to have that.
You know, Peter, what I said, this was last week. This is the governor's final term. I mean, he's going to retire. He's not going to run again. And what he could do, and he could be in the book, Profiles in Courage. If he signed this budget, and said, look, in the long run, this is going to help us all. What do you think?
I don't disagree with that, Brad, but the fact of the matter is he did veto it. So
that's right. I know.
From here? You know, that's the critical thing, and we've got to make the best of it. And part of what making the best of it is making sure that the long-term reforms that were in the Republican budget go forward. And, you know, they've got to find a way to get this done with the least amount of revenue enhancement.
But weren't those long-term reforms what was in dispute that the Democrats felt would be open to legal challenge?
Well, the one on the pensions they thought was that's the biggest sticking point. That's not going to be there. But some of the other things, and such as requiring them to have a vote on every union contract, is not. The reason we haven't had votes on the union contracts is because the leaders of the House or the Senate have declined to call it. This would require them to call it every time.
Yeah, and they should.
Yeah, and it should. Yeah. That's what the people want. The people elect people to represent them in their views. Part of that is, you know, holding the fiscal house in order. And if you don't even give your other elected officials the chance to vote up or down on a contract, you don't trust them to vote up or down, and then you've stripped a lot of the public of their representation.
No question. Peter, great job as always. Thanks for spending some
time. Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
Okay, take care, guys.
You bet. We'll see you a couple of weeks, 7:30. We'll be back, my friends.